Chapter 14. The Crystal Returns.
"What do you want?"
came the familiar sound of Smacker as the five fairies approached. They looked tired and very dirty.
"Oh, it's you. Didn't expect to see you again. You'd better follow me."
The king cried when he saw the crystal wings restored to their rightful place in the glass cabinet.
You have done a marvellous thing. Many have tried to retrieve the crystal wings, and all have previously failed. The fairy people will forever be grateful to you all. We will have a banquet in your honour."
"Actually, Your Highness," started Emily, "I think we'd much rather be on our way home. We only need you to undo your order for Scarlet and Jack Frost to marry."
The king never changes his mind," said the king.
"But you promised that if we were to return the crystal wings that you would allow Scarlet to marry whomever she wanted." The queen leant over to the king and whispered in his ear, "Kings never change their minds. Kings just make new decisions." The king thought about this for a moment. He paced in front of the crystal wings with a look of deep concentration.
Very well," he said. "I have decided that it would be inappropriate for Scarlet and Jack Frost to marry. The right and proper thing to do would be to allow Scarlet to make up her own mind with regards to a future husband."
Scarlet couldn't help feel very pleased with herself. "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." The five fairies were given a royal escort back to their hosta home, making their return trip much less hazardous than their original journey. "So who will you marry?" asked Emily. "Frankie? George? Harry?" Scarlet blushed when she heard the name Harry, and Emily grinned. "One day, hopefully," said Scarlet.